So my wife and I thought our cat had died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX.
What happened?
So I get up yesterday morning, and this is our outdoor cat, Guinness. And she has like a little house that's on some like containers that we keep like our patio furniture, you know, stuff like that.
Did you make her like a little fort?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no. Well, she has like a little, no, she has an actual like cat house. She has like a little cat house that's heated. And her
how
little
bougie.
Yeah, her little food's next to her and stuff like that, and she loves it. She hangs out there, whatever. And so I go out yesterday morning and I see that it is on the ground. It is on the ground, the roof is off of it, and I'm like, that's strange. And so I kind of look around, and normally Guinness, my cat, greets us in the morning and like yells at us that a raccoon ate her food or something like that, you know, like, and is like, hey,
you do have to deal with nature out there stealing your food.
And so I kind of look around and Guinness is nowhere to be found. And I'm like, okay, well, this is weird. And so I tell my wife and we just kind of start looking. And then we go back on the Ring camera. You know, we have a camera that's set up to like look at our back patio.
Yeah, that's how we saw you get run over by like the dog.
The dog.
That was a fun fall.
Yeah.
Captured on that camera.
that was a fun fall.
What a fun moment.
And so we literally see two of the neighbor's dogs come over to her house.
And attack it?
And I'm going to play. You can kind of see them.
Oh, wow.
And
and
you can like these dogs are attacking this house and like
so
what it looked like, it looked like that, you know, they came over to kind of investigate and she probably like hissed at him,
right,
swatted at him or something, and
like,
so
not welcome here.
Yeah, dogs are gonna dog. And so they were like, well, we're just going to pull you out.
Oh, boy.
And so we saw that and we're like, oh, my gosh, a dog got our cat.
Oh, no.
And so I text the neighbor and I'm like, hey, because I thought I recognized the dogs. I was like, hey, did your dogs get out like this morning? And she was like, yeah, you know, they got out. They were out for about 10 minutes. I ended up finding them like down the street. I was like,
They paid us a visit and I got it on camera.
I was like, okay, well, we can't find our cat right now. And we saw that they kind of came over and
we're like, checking out the cat house.
Yeah. And so, you know, she's like freaking, our neighbor's like freaking out, like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
like,
gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did my dogs murder your cat?
Yes, I know.
Oh,
and,
no.
and so for about 15 minutes, my wife and I are thinking our cat is murdered.
Oh, no.
And it's like, she's, my wife is like losing her mind, like going,
sure.
Oh my gosh, like this is terrible. And I'm like looking around going, okay, there's no fur.
And you're watching the murder scene play out on your
Ring
camera.
On my camera, right?
Oh, no.
It was like my heart was in my stomach. And so then, about 15 minutes later, I ended up checking, our shed, and she had made it to the shed, somehow escaped that. Made it to the shed and was just chilling out in the shed.
It's like, I'm not coming out.
Like, hey, how are you? And meowed at me when I opened up the shed.
Oh.
So I was like, oh my gosh.
Probably asking, hey, are those two hooligans still out there?
Right, right.
That I'm hiding from.
Yeah, exactly. So then we kind of go and we inspect the Ring footage again. Mm-hmm. And we see that she like jumped into this small little section that's between like the fence and the containers.
Mm-hmm.
And she hangs out there until you can see her two little beady eyes until the dogs leave. And then she runs and gets on the other side of the fence and runs to the shed. And we're like, oh my gosh.
So is the cat
this
house
cat
inside
is
your fenced in yard?
No.
Or no? Oh.
No. It's just under a carport.
Oh, we should probably move that.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
We did. We moved it. But
okay.
Like we're looking at the cat house now and there's mm-hmm. literally dog
claw marks.
Dog bite mark.
Ooh.
On the outside of the roof. And we're like freaking out, like, oh my gosh. Our cat was almost just offed. Like,
and they probably thought, well, this is a fun toy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I want to play with
again,
this.
Dogs are going to dog because I think, you know, my dog has done that to rabbits before.
Oh.
Granted, not a cat, but like seeing a rabbit, wanted to play with a rabbit and caught it and then did what dogs do, shake it and all that stuff, and the rabbit's no more.
Well, we have the animals that are the dog toys that look like little animals, like stuffed bears and dragons and all that kind of stuff, and they get that thing to shake it.
I know. And so
grab onto it and shake it.
And so, I mean, it was just so scary, like so scary for us for a little bit. And then thankfully, Guinness, our cat, survival instincts of a 17-year-old cat.
And has a story to tell.
Oh, my gosh. A story to tell, for sure.
She's like, you know what? I fought dogs.
Listen.
And I won.
Listen, these are my streets.
Mm-hmm.
I own these streets.
She's like, reputation's getting around.
You're
like
gonna,
all the other cats are going to hear about what happened. And you're like, going to. She's got street cred.
She does. She has street cred.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, you know, and I don't, if you've ever lost an animal tragically, like, you know, the hurt and the pain that you feel. And that's what we were feeling for the first, like, a good 15 minutes after we discovered that, oh gosh, her bed's on the ground, all this, blah, blah, blah. So anyways. Thankfully, again, she's fine. But I thought, wow, there's got to be some others who have had those like close
pet
encounters.
Survival.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear about the stories of your pets surviving because of their like Homeward Bound type things, you know, where they just survive. You know, I had another cat, Fred, who survived in the wilderness for a month because he got out.
In fact, I still feel like he's mad that you drug him out of his new home.
I know. He was making friends with raccoons in the storm sewers.
And he was like, nope.
Yeah, he's like, no.
I'm not coming back home.
Yeah, so.
The only thing that my fat potato pugs have ever survived is getting into Halloween candy.
Oh, well, that's still, like, chocolate is
bad.
And
most recently got into Nerd Clusters.
Oh,
an entire bag.
Listen, Nerd Clusters are great.
They're so tasty.
They are tasty.
And my daughter didn't put them high enough.
Mm.
And the crafty little sucker found her way up there.
Yeah.
And so the whole time we're all at a movie. And she told me on the way there, she's like, Mom, Peaches got into my Nerd Clusters and like ate them all. And so I'm sitting there going, we're going to come back home after this movie and find the dog dead.
Yeah. You're like Googling.
From overdosing on Nerd Clusters.
Are Nerd Clusters
toxic are these for dogs?
Deadly for dogs?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So if you've got a story, we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. But yes, a definite like, whew,
yeah,
moment for us and our family and our cat.
And it's kind of almost a daily thing where our dogs are trying to kill themselves by eating stuff they shouldn't.
Right.
Yes.
There's that too. So my scrappy cat survived a dog attack in the middle of the night. 9970JX.
Two dogs. Who attacked her house.
Crazy.
And she's all like, not today, Satan.
Nope. So how did your pet survive something crazy? Sean.
I had a dog about 20 years ago. I was like 10. We were taking her to the vet for a routine checkup, and she was in the back seat. I was in the passenger seat, and I was holding on to her leash just because that's what I did as a kid.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting there. I feel a tug on the leash. I look out my window, which was rolled down. She had proceeded to go from the back seat and jump out the window.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming because she saw a squirrel or something on the side of the road.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
And that's when I realized that me as a 10-year-old was essentially hanging my dog outside the car as we're going down Dixie Highway.
Oh my gosh.
Pull over, get her inside. She seems fine. We make it to the vet, tell her about it. She checks her. Here's the best part. As she's coming in and telling us that this dog is perfectly okay, my dog proceeds to run head first into the door frame. And me and my mom just looked at the vet and said, are you sure she's okay?
Are you sure this dog's okay?
She seems a little dumb right now.
She's a little dumb. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Good story, Sean. Thank you.
Oh gosh. Jessica said my childhood cat was missing for 11 months. We thought he was gone for sure. Luckily, he was microchipped And we were reunited after almost a year. He lived 10 more years with us after that.
Aww.
She said that he was just around the same neighborhood. But
yeah.
After we had moved away.
Oh, my God.
My dad drove back to get him. It was super emotional. It was a tuxedo cat named Buster.
Oh, Buster.
Buster.
Yeah, they say, I learned when my cat Fred went missing that cats will usually just stay in the same area. They're not going to, like, unless they're physically taken somewhere.
Right.
They're not
and then
gonna,
they try to, like, make it back home or something.
Right. They're not going to, like, go miles and miles away.
Okay. Shelby said, my dog battled a hot dog and almost lost.
Oh.
The Heimlich maneuver was involved. And he's fine now.
Oh, my
gosh. You can Heimlich a dog?
I didn't know that.
That is crazy. I did not know that either.
Cassie texted us and said, my hamster escaped and lived in our walls for 2 weeks.
Oh.
We thought he was gone forever until we heard tiny little crunching at night.
Oh!
He came back fatter than when he left.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Kelby said, back when the tornado hit in Henryville, my aunt had a dog that was in the house, which they were not home to get the dog somewhere safe. When we arrived, the house was flat. Didn't see the dog anywhere. So, of course, as we were going through what was left, we were worried we were going to find the dog. But after a while, we heard barking. Somehow, the dog had made it into the refrigerator and the door got shut.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and Professor Rebecca's got a couple.
Okay, these are like how your pet survived. Yeah.
My cat escaped the apartment I lived in with a friend, left the door open. We had signs out, had a hound come to try to catch her scent, came up with nothing.
Uh-huh.
2 months later, I hear a cat crying at my door at 2 a.m. and he ran in, skinny but alive.
Jeez.
Separate cat.
Uh-huh.
Ate a whole bag of weed. And I thought she was paralyzed in the living room until I found the bag. She was just high. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I ate a whole bag of weed.
The cat's probably going,
wow.
What? I thought that was just grass.
I thought it was catnip.
What is this? I feel weird.
It is funny because we have catnip for our cats, and one of our cats... Eggs, the big fat gray one, he gets drunk off weed. And we're like, look at this little drug addict. We'll like put.
Do we need to put you in a program?
Yeah, we need to start weaning you off of the catnip.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Those are crazy. And love those little like survival stories of those little animals. You know, they're resilient, you know?
That is amazing. Also, didn't know that you could Heimlich a dog, but apparently you can.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. All right. There you go. That is, good stories there on 99.7 DJX.